On the phone, we've got Eva Marcel, and she is going to be doing her Halloween thing on TV One tomorrow night. Okay, tell the truth. Do you die?
I can't tell you about that. I can't tell you. That's all I play for. It's not
okay.
I can't say that. My co-star slash husband, who makes me crazy, is extremely handsome.
To give background on what she's doing, on TV One, they're doing a trio of short films. They're calling it the Fright Night Files. And your film is For the Love of Lockwood. And I'm going to read the intro, the kind of description in my radio voice so that everybody knows what your story is about. Jealousy engulfs Marla Peters, just as she's set to marry her fiancé, Lockwood Masters, driving him to call off the wedding. Lockwood ultimately forgives Marla, and with a little assistance from Madame Mabry, promises to love her to death. How was it working? Because I understand Russ Parr directed this. How was that working with Russ Parr?
Russ Parr is an absolute genius. He is not only hilarious, but he is the most charismatic director I've ever met. They're a different type of directors, and if you call Russ, he's an actor's director.
Mm-hmm.
He directs for the actor. He understands your moment, where you need to go, and where you're at, and he knows how to properly get you there. He is so cool to work with. It doesn't even feel like work.
Oh, wow. That's a great compliment to Russ. Now, will you do any other scary stuff in the future now that you've done this and now that we all know that you're a Halloween Eve baby?
You know what? I really am looking forward to doing more projects like this. They got to TV One for, stretching the envelope and pushing a bar and going outside of their box. The material was amazing. A young lady named Hudson Banks wrote it. And the writing was great. I worked with Lynn Whitfield, who is hands down, holy grail.
Amazing.
Amazing. And before this, I might not have been too excited about suspense, thriller, horror, but now I'm all over it.
Wow. Now, what are you going to be for Halloween?
See, now that there is the question. Whatever I am, it has to be a sexy blank, blank, blank.
Right.
My 30th birthday. So it's like I have to be a sexy vampire or a sexy doctor, something of the sexy persuasion.
Okay, I'm feeling that. Now, I'm assuming with your little girl, you're not going to go as sexy with her outfit. Do you know what she's going to be yet?
No, I'm not going sexy with her. It is going to be between an angel and a pumpkin.
Oh, my little one was a pumpkin when he was really, really small. He's 3 now, and they're so cute as pumpkins. As a matter of fact, I call him my pumpkin all the time because of that. So I think that would be really, really cute. Well, I'm sure that she'll be adorable, and I'm sure you'll be a fabulous, sexy doctor, kitten, vampire, whatever it is that you come up with. And we look forward to seeing you on TV One tomorrow night.
Thank you so much. Tune in. Don't be late.